This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Eric Anderson. How are you, Eric?
Great, Eric.
And Eric is the executive chairman of Topgolf. Now, Topgolf is like no other organization I know of in the entire world. As a matter of fact, I will say this on the air, and this is true. When we set up our CEO interviews around the United States, the first question that Bill, my managing director, and I ask is there a Topgolf near there? Now, you may be wondering, it's a company with several components, but one of the key components are these entertainment locations. Talk about what Topgolf is.
Well, Topgolf is a global sports and entertainment community built around golf and the underlying technology. We have our RFID in the chips and, of course, our optical tracing technology. The first expression of that brand really is the large venues that you reference. And those are, you know, what people might think if you haven't been there is sort of a large driving range and outfield, really within a large attached entertainment experience, maybe about 60, 65,000 square feet. We have fantastic food available. You know, we're sort of have a full digital capability with all of our screens, so you can watch their gameplay. You can enjoy, you know, watching TV or whatever you would like that. And then really the super secret is our team and our staff, who are really dedicated to creating these moments that matter for you, for all the guests that come. So we bring all those elements together, you know, create this great experience for our fans and customers.
And later on, we'll talk about digital and what you're doing and your media company as well. But let's stay on those venues. So when you go to the venues, you don't have to really be a great golfer, but you could be, because it's sort of like you're golfing towards a big golf, you know, a dartboard in a sense.
Yeah, so the targets in the field are, you know, are at the heart of the game. So everybody's always hitting at a target. But you're right, Topgolf is for everyone. We have great stories of, you know, introducing really young people and children to the game. We have great stories. Mark Leishman this year, who's like a top 10 golfer in the world, when he was asked, how did you practice here? He said, the weather wasn't that good, so I really just really got prepared by practicing at Topgolf before he went to the Hawaiian Open. So
really?
we have the full range of golfers. We have celebrities who are engaged with us all the time. So it is for everyone.
I know, like when I was talking with Pete Bavacqua of the PGA, he said, well, we have about 500 million rounds a year. We want to bring more people in. And it seems to me that Topgolf is the ultimate way to bring in millennials, to bring in more women and more children, like you're saying, and get golf to be completely mainstream and not just an elitist.
Yeah, so Topgolf is accessible. They're great facilities. It's still an authentic part. It's an authentic game. You do have to hit the ball to a target, which is at the heart of golf. And, yes, Pete's right. And we did some work with the National Golf Foundation this year that suggested that 30% of people who come to Topgolf have more interest in playing, we'll say, traditional greengrass golf. So we think of ourselves as golf and part of golf. And, we're clearly helping grow the game and getting it back, you know, to some of its greatness.
And right now there are about 41 different locations, 38 in the United States.
Yes.
And what is the website if anyone wants to go there?
Topgolf.com.
Now, that be good to guess.
My original, you know.
But top actually has a meaning because each
early
letter
on
stands for something.
Early on
when you were in building this company, because now you're executive chairman, but it was founded in 2000, 2004, you were the first investor and became CEO for many years as well.
Yes. So the TOP originally stood for target-oriented practice. That was a great branding example. Probably didn't want to say you want to go to target-oriented practice, so shortened it and said GOAT. to Topgolf. But there have been a lot of people who've been an important part of building Topgolf. The brothers, Richard Grogan, who is our first chairman and CEO, who brought it to the U.S. and introduced me to it when we were the first investor. So it's been a lot of people have built this company.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Eric Anderson, who is the executive chairman of Topgolf. Now, let's go into actually technology, because what makes Topgolf possible is that technology and the sensors that you have. Walk through the concept of how that works.
So there's two core technologies now to our game system, if you will. The original technology were RFID chips in a golf ball that allowed you to know when it left the drive, left the hitting bay and went to a target, and we had sensors that read it when the ball goes through, and we could tag the ball. Second technology we now have is what we call TopTracer. We purchased a company called ProTracer. That's the technology you see on broadcast TV, which is an optical system which we're able to track the ball, flight of the ball, and all the balls on the range that we hit, with this optical system. Those combined, create the technology platform for the game.
So let's go into that business model of the digital, because you have these wonderful event venues, but now you have a robust business in the digital space. So let's start off, talk more about what you're doing on the ranges, and then we'll move into the phones.
Sure. So we have the core venues. When we bought another company called WGT, which is World Golf Tour, which forms the basis now of Topgolf Media. And a lot of people know that game is WGT. It's the largest, digital golf audience, digital golf game out there. And now you can play both the traditional courses on that, which is what we call that linear experience, and you can also play Topgolf, on your cell phone. The TopTracer technology, now we have set up so we can essentially put that into driving ranges and create, a digital game experience in the driving ranges around the world.
Wait, how would that work?
We put up our optical system, game system, so mm-hmm. we actually put cameras in the existing driving range. We're able to pick up all the golf balls, and you need to track things off your phone, but most likely, we'll set up maybe like an iPad sort of screen that's available. And so if you go out there yourself or you go out there with your family, you can hit balls, and just like you see on TV, it'll show you the trace, how far you hit it. You can play games. So we're bringing that digital technology, our goal is to put it in every driving range in the world.
That's a tremendous goal. Now, the challenge there, of course, is every time I hit it, I'm like, oh, man, I hit that about 275 yards. Now it's going to say, oh, no, you hit it 200.
I think about 189.
For you. Yeah, 189 probably.
I'm just looking here.
You're looking at it. It's like,
I've gotten pretty good at it. But I'm older. I may be 175, so you're probably better than me. But what's fun is we can go out and we'll know. But what you really see in addition to that is that's at the heart of, the banter and creating. What you never hear about Topgolf is I went to Topgolf by myself, got a glass of water, and hit 300 golf balls. That's not normally what you hear.
I've never seen anyone there doing that.
No, we have people who do it, we do, because it is a fantastic practice place. Mm-hmm. And with our new technology, you can get a lot of information. But most people go with their friends and with a group of guests. And what we see on the range now, like you, your kids, your grandson, your granddaughter. The digital technology.
Granddaughter. Now, not only making me weak, you're making me a grandpa.
Old man.
Oh, brother.
I don't know. I'm guessing, but maybe you can hope for grandkids.
Keep going.
So, but the point is, that becomes a really interactive game at the range, and you get information, and you can play with your friends or, a small group there. And, again, that's really making golf more accessible all the time, more fun, and then that just grows the game.
And if you're thinking about the number of ranges, do you have any clue of how many actual golf ranges there are in America or in the world? I have no clue.
I might.
You might?
Ballpark. No, I think there's like 30,000 or something.
30,000, okay. Well, that certainly enables you to have robust growth.
Sure.
In that area.
Absolutely.
You're about 2 minutes before break. Let's shift over to the phone. And talk about, do you just go to topgolf.com?
Well, you can go to topgolf.com, and you can also go to WGT.com, which is the game, mm-hmm. which is our digital game.
And just walk through more of how that digital game actually works.
Well, it's like most game systems. If you go on, you sign up for the game, you become a member of the game, the community, and then you can play games. We have a lot of traditional golf courses. we also have, if you will, the virtual Top Golf driving range there.
How do you actually play it, though, on your phone?
You have a little, you know, with the numbers, and then you can, with the touch.
You just touch it. And you learn. So you're going to learn. You're going to get a good short game there as well. You're going to learn how to.
Well, you learn how to. You get better at your phone anyway. But it's a game system that you'd see on your mobile phone. And you can have in-app purchases. You know, so you can buy your Callaway clubs and your Titleist golf balls and Callaway golf balls. And there's a real physics engine behind the game. So we actually model the physics of all the different clubs and balls, and then you know, you're able to, you know, that game is actually quite accurate. And we have the virtual U.S. Open. We have 700,000-800,000 people who play it every year, where we go essentially film and map the course, and then you go play the U.S. Open, things like that.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We've been speaking with Eric Anderson, who is the executive chairman of Topgolf. When we come back, we're going to learn about the concept of transformation. How do you, as a leader, transform an organization? Back in a few.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Eric Anderson, who is the executive chairman of Topgolf. Now, Eric, let's talk about the history and about transformation. First, Topgolf, which we know is a venue that has 41 different locations. It's great in entertainment. You're in digital now. You're on the iPhone, and you know, you actually have a media company as well, you know, which we're going to talk about. But just walk through the history. It was founded by two brothers. Were they twins?
They were twins.
Was that it? And they were at a golf course. What's the story there? And this is when people go to Topgolf and they hear it, they'll say, oh, I know the story now. I heard it from the guy who built the company.
So the brothers, like a lot of people, would try to say, you know, who got closest, who hit it the farthest. And it was frustrating, you know, because you didn't know, and there's a little... We wouldn't just agree with your brother that I hit it further. So they had the idea of putting a chip in a ball, and they actually got a chip from, I think, a dog collar, as the story goes, and drilled a hole just to see if you could do it, and they found that they could do it. And so they just, you know, they created the technology, and, you know, that's the early history, you know, of that story.
And so then in 2004, you came in really as an investor. What piqued your interest as a private equity guy?
Well, we'd seen the results in the UK, which looked good. And I think you mentioned earlier, Richard Grogan, who's a strong business leader, brought that to me. Another colleague, Tom Mandel from Goldman Sachs. And when I looked at it, it looked like, oh, this, we could replicate this. And, we're sort of familiar with some of the bowling alley ideas, whether it's some of those that have done. So we thought, this looks like something we could replicate the economics. So it's a pretty simple, modest idea that we could, you know, replicate sort of a simple location-based entertainment experience.
So we made what the was the pro- you made the investment. What was the process? Talk about the transformation of taking something from an idea that was working in a smaller sense to something that became more ubiquitous.
So the original concept was pretty golf-focused. As you said, target-oriented practice. We had golf retail. We had a smaller sort of kitchen, and it was golfy, and sort of not a lot of digital signage or a lot of not even TVs per se, but just pretty focused on the game. And we had a really good start, and people liked it, and they would stay there, and we had, you know, people would come back, we'd have wines, but we also started to see that events started to show up. So the first transformation was we could make the facility larger, much larger kitchens. We could add event space that we built in there, and that was really a change, right, from just like a sports bar. This was now like a real location where people would come both for on walk-in, but also would create events. We also got rid of the retail because we found out that, you know, bars and restaurants, if you will, were a better fit for our demographic, especially as, you know, online retail and golf things were showing up. Because the next element there really was that we saw that really expanded the audience, and people were there for a long time. And I was watched top the Red Bull Media, and we thought that we had the ability to, you know, have a sports and media idea, and we wanted to take the idea and the community outside of just the four walls of the venue. So WGT was available, so we bought World Golf Tour. Pro Tracer was available, that technology that took us, you know, on broadcast, and we can take that into venues around the world. So we built an aggregation of talent and assets and technology that allowed us to really take the brand and the experience, you know, anywhere in the world.
And where's the potential of the media business?
Well, Topgolf Media is really fun for us and an exciting part of our community. every venue sort of gets maybe 400,000 or so visits a year. So I think we've reported like 14 million visits. WGT has, you know, 12 million, 16 million people who play the game. It's a very large and engaged audience. As opposed to maybe some traditional things, buy a lot of TV, you know, and just say, hey, come to Topgolf. And we're building, you know, content around our purpose of Topgolf, which is connecting people in meaningful ways. So we actually build live content, original content, you know, around the Topgolf experience and the Topgolf idea. So we've had The Hook with Charles Kelly. We have the Chef Show. We're, you know, sort of Chef Showdown for our chefs. We're doing bands. You saw we just recently announced Shot Makers in conjunction with the Golf Channel and NBC, which airs April 9. But it really brings our community together. We have Top Golf Tour, which is a competitive thing. And again, we create content around that, and we get, you know, tens of millions of views. It really connects our community.
And that's really what it's about, building this whole community, and then it's like using the whole buffalo.
Yes. So a global community and fan base that really connects with our purpose, connect people in meaningful ways, creating moments that matter, big and small. We have so many great stories about that. And people come back, and we've got a large charity component that we're working with the venue to drive charity and great causes. So it's just a great community to be part of in so many ways, and you get to take it with you.
Let's talk about the word transformation. We've about 600,000 people listening in, most of them CEOs, and almost everyone I know is focusing on how can I succeed, how can I transform my organization. What do you see as the core characteristics for a CEO to have to lead a successful transformation?
So I think for me, my experience has been, I think curiosity, really deep curiosity, is really important. You have to figure out what's happening and why. I think courage is really important. You know, if I look at some other good leaders, I think of Ron Sake from Panera, right? And he's done a great thing. He'll talk about how he had to transform his business a few times.
An amazing guy. And you know, if you invested $1,000 in 1997, it's worth $9.8 million.
So, but he talks about how you have to have courage, and you have. So, I think that courage is really important. You know, so those are the two, you know, two really important. And then I think you have to be agile, right? Which means you, as you see what's happening, you have to be able to change pretty quickly on the fly. So the market is, you know, is very rapidly changing, exponential change, all the things we're aware of, especially in the entertainment world. So I think those are the three things.
You have 1 minute left. If you had a mulligan to do over again in building this, what would that be?
In building Topgolf?
Yeah.
I think I would have built some more bigger venues. We have our venue in Las Vegas, which has been transformational.
That's
to
like
our
a
brand.
City.
That our Topgolf Las Vegas.
Yeah,
we have two pools, and you know, we really found that if we can create, you know, bigger and more comprehensive and engaging experiences, that really resonates with our brand. So we've had a couple more opportunities, and we're going to do some more of those things. I think I would have built culture and purpose even sooner, and we take great pride in that. But when I look back, and I advise now a lot of people come and ask you these questions, I'll say, you know, getting your purpose and getting your culture early and just don't waver from that is so important. Those would be the two big things I would double down on.
That's great. And, you know, with about 15,000 employees, what's interesting, every time I go to Topgolf, it's the same type of passion and friendliness that everyone has. Well,
thank you.
We've been speaking with Eric Anderson, who's the executive chairman of Topgolf. Go there. TOPGOLF.com. Great having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Chris Mann. How are you, Chris?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And we are right now recording at the Morgan Franklin building in Washington, D.C., and you are the CEO of Morgan Franklin. So there's a lot of consulting firms in the world, but Morgan Franklin has a different approach than others do. Talk about what that is.
Well, first of all, Morgan Franklin, being headquartered in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, we've always been very focused on our roots and really trying to drive success in business here in the D.C. metropolitan area. We've started in the last couple of years to really expand geographically. But what really makes us different from other firms is the fact that we've got a great group of people that work for us that bring expertise from other places that they've been in their career. We don't do a ton of recruiting of our folks right out of college, and so our people are coming to us with experience, both from other consulting firms as well as being in industry. And that plays really well when we're out in the market competing with other bigger firms, because we can the messages that we deliver to our clients, both in a proposal or a pitch or in the actual delivery of our service, really resonate because we really know what needs to be done to help these companies improve.
And your expertise is really mergers and acquisitions from beginning to end. Walk through that.
Yeah, I would say that really the sweet spot for us as a company is helping companies through transformative and transactional-based activity. And so that really is that is the full life cycle of a company going through a transformation or a transaction. That does come in the play of M&A quite a bit, and that, you know, we can get in and help companies as they are looking at potential acquisitions, helping them with the due diligence and really vetting whether an acquisition is the right thing to be done. We help them through the actual transaction itself from an accounting perspective, and then once the transaction gets done, we can bring in our strategy folks and our technology folks to help make sure that the integration of these companies goes the way that our client wants it to go.
And specifically, what's interesting is you don't do any tax work and you don't do any auditing work, right? How does that really play into the model?
Well, it actually helps us quite a bit, because the fact that we don't do any of that type of work, and also most importantly, we don't do any audit work, that leaves us in a position where we are non-conflicted and we have no independence issues. And so we can get into a company and do the types of things that our friends in the accounting firms, both the Big Four accounting firms as well as the regional and national accounting firms, sometimes can't do because they have to stay independent.
So there's a conflict of interest, but your people know enough about it.
Many of our people come from that industry, and so they are very aware of what it takes to get through an audit process, and that plays really well with the CFOs and the CEOs of our clients, because a lot of times the audit can be the biggest holdup for a transaction, whether it's an IPO, which we help companies go public a lot of times, or even an M&A deal where the company that is being acquired needs to be audited as well. So the fact that we can help companies get ready for the audit, get through the audit, and then frankly mitigate some of the risk that the audit firms have by making sure that the work is clean and done, plays really well to us with our clients.
That's obviously really important in our society of growing businesses. What's an example of a company you had to work with and the challenges they faced and how you specifically worked with them? You don't have to say the company name if it's proprietary.
Sure, no. So certainly, we've had many, many companies that we've helped. And I think recently, even this year, we had a company that acquired a business, and this is a large organization, that acquired a business of similar size. But when they acquired the business and started to integrate the business, they realized that the internal control environment at the acquired business was not where it needed to be in line with company policies, and in fact was not where it needed to be from a compliance perspective as well. And so we had to bring a team in, a good sized team, to come in and help essentially remediate the material weaknesses that existed at this acquired company's control environment. And so bringing our team in with the expertise to be able to do that, to clear that material weakness and get it in line with the acquiring company's control environment was a big opportunity for us, and really an opportunity for us to add value at that client.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Chris Mann, who is the CEO of Morgan Franklin. Now, when you look at your company, when you wake up in the morning, what's on your dashboard?
So for me, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I really want to think about how am I going to help drive the value and the growth of this business. Morgan Franklin is an employee-owned company. So we're an ESOP. That means we've got 300 employees that basically own this company. In the seat I sit in, it's my job and my responsibility to put all 300 of those people in the best position to be successful. And so for me, that centers around what can I do in the market from a business development standpoint? Are there relationships that I should be meeting with today to help drive new opportunities? Are there development issues? Are there development of our people and our leadership that can help put them in a position to go out and be successful? So it's really about making sure that the team, both my partners at the managing director level and the 300 people that work for this company, are in the best position to be successful, and that they understand the direction of our company, the strategy of our company, the vision of our company, and can act accordingly to help drive that vision and that strategy.
Were there any challenges that you faced personally and you overcame them, or maybe you didn't overcome them, and based on that, you learned something about leading a business?
I think that's a great question, Robert. You know, I've been with Morgan Franklin for almost 12 years now, and the last year I've spent as the managing partner and CEO. And I think throughout the 12 years that I've been with this company, I've always been focused on what I can do personally. However, I think coming in to the role that I'm in now as the CEO, it's really been important for me to take a step back, understand that everyone that works for this company, and frankly, everyone that works for our clients and the clients we serve, are aware of what we can do and are aware of the strategy and the direction of the company. And so taking a much more strategic view of my day-to-day responsibilities is something that I've had to focus on over the last year.
Did you learn anything? I'm thinking of sports. You know,
yeah.
you were a swimmer back in high school, and your son's a swimmer as well.
Correct.
At Auburn. And so any lessons you could learn from swimming?
Well, I think, you know, swimming, sports in general, I think require a significant work ethic and really a focus on what goes on behind the scenes. You know, whether it's a basketball game or a swim meet or whatever the competition is, that's all people see. But behind the scenes, there's, you know, unending hours of training and preparation to get ready for those events. And so I think the blocking and tackling of what it takes to be successful and just the little things that drive how we execute, you know, the preparation for a proposal, or the time spent preparing for a presentation at your client, or the time spent preparing for a board meeting, or whatever it might be, that's where the wins and losses are made. It's really the behind the scenes effort and hard work that goes into any competition.
What is the advice you have for CEOs these days in general about leading transformations? And it's also because you're the leader of mergers and acquisitions, and we're in a digital world now.
For sure. You know, for leaders, for CEOs that are trying to drive transformation through their organization, I think it's important to keep that transformation on the front burner. You need to have the right people in place to help drive that transformation. Even for our company, Morgan Franklin, we're going through a strategic plan process right now where it's very important for me to be meeting with and keeping up to speed with those people that are focused on the transformation on a daily basis. I think for us, in the way we serve our clients, it's very important for those CEOs to have an active involvement and really put their stamp on the transformation and on the strategic imperatives and strategic initiatives that the company is undertaking, because that way they can really help set the direction and help and help navigate the process. You know, I think that's really, it's really important to have a hands-on approach to any kind of transformation.
So what you've just heard, as a CEO, you must have that stamp on the transformation.
Absolutely.
One sentence on the future of Morgan Franklin.
We're excited about where we're headed. This firm is going to continue to grow nationally. I think we're going to expand in many different regions throughout the country, and we're going to continue to get better and deeper at what we do.
Chris, a real pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you very much, Robert. I appreciate you having me.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on CEO Forum, and we're here today with Jim Klein. How are you, Jim?
Doing great, Robert. How are you?
Very well. And Jim is the CEO of Trex. This is the largest organization that has non-wood decks and all sorts of materials, and people probably know about it everywhere, but why don't you tell everyone what the company of Trex is about?
Trex is the largest manufacturer of alternative decking and railing products. All of our products are synthetic. Our deck boards are 95% recycled content. So there's no trees used in the manufacture of Trex. We buy our wood in the secondary market from cabinet and furniture markets. And we recycle waste polyethylene, plastic bags, stretch wrap. And that makes us unique compared to other companies.
Well, that's interesting, and I think down the road we'll talk a little bit about recycling because you're certainly helping the environment in a significant way. But the actual product, let's talk about the advantages of non-wood. And I know this personally because when I built, I did not want wood. I did not want to keep painting. I did not want the rot or anything or the splinters. But talk through professionally.
Sure. Our product is made so that a person can enjoy their deck and doesn't spend the time working on it. For example, our deck will not allow insects to infest it. Our surface of the boards are very resilient, so they're very scratch resistant, and we have a guarantee against a color fade as well as the integrity of the board for 25 years.
In the color, what happens if you want to change the color? That's one place you can't do anything. You have to know your color starting up front, correct?
Right. If you decide you want a different color, we actually love that idea because that means you would redeck your surface of the deck.
What is the comparative price of wooden deck versus Trex? How does that formula work for you?
Well, for example, an average size deck, if you made it out of pressure treated lumber, would cost you just the deck surface $750. To buy a composite like Trex, at the low end, it costs you about $2,250, and on the high end, about $4,000. And what you get on the high end is a greater scratch resistance and much better aesthetics.
So when you're going through the transformation, how do you engage your senior executive team?
Well, it's kind of interesting. When we first started back in 2008 with Trex, Trex was struggling a little bit. And as a new management team came in, what we found was people with a lot of personal objectives that may be focused on individuality as opposed to the team. And so we made a conscious decision to change how people were rewarded, and we put everybody on the same bonus program in the salaried ranks. I'll talk to the hourly in a little bit, so that they would be focused on two things, pre-tax earnings and free cash flow, consistent with what our shareholders are interested in.
So you brought everyone on the same page, and you realize that compensation is a great driver of change. People decide very quickly where they want to go.
Well, they do, and the problem we had is they were tugging different directions. We needed everybody moving the same direction.
And did that happen?
Yeah.
I know you never get everyone, but we're talking about the critical mass.
The vast majority of the team are there and have been there from the very beginning. They were looking for a different direction of the company. We provided that, and I think we've got a team that works as close together as most in the marketplace.
Let me ask you, you have obviously a significant environmental advantage, which is what you spoke about in your opening statement. Talk about how that works in the environment, but then also talk about how that impacts the employee base of over 1,000.
It wasn't that the company was developed to be environmentally conscious. One of our founders determined the best way to make money was through recycling. And so when he developed Trex, the basis was a recycling story.
That's great. And how do the employees feel about their involvement in building a better environment? Cutting down less trees, creating recyclables, having fewer usable, you know, things being tossed in the garbage.
Well, absolutely. They're proud of the products that we manufacture. I'm also proud to say the people in the plant take it to a different level. They look at all of the waste that's generated at the plants and find ways not to take those to a landfill, but rather recycle them internally. And if push comes to shove, we have to send it to a landfill. It's a minimal amount that goes to the landfill.
Yeah, and I could see you smiling there when you talked about your employees, that you have a pride there. I could see that.
Absolutely. The growth and the improvements we've had in Trex never could have occurred without the support of each and every employee in that operation.
Let's talk about, from a leadership role in transformation, what are the characteristics that you see a leader needing requisite to lead a successful transformation?
Well, I think the first thing is a vision on where you want the company to go. And in doing that, I think you need to know what your strategic advantages are. In the case of Trex, for example, it was our brand and it was our recycling technology. Those were the two greatest strengths that the company had. Now, we could have gone a different direction and assumed that our manufacturing was a cure-all to being best in the industry, but it really wasn't. It was the recycling, and it was the advertising, the marketing prowess that the company had.
Everyone should know that. You're doing something really remarkable for not just for people's pride and joy, but for the environment as well.
Absolutely. And if more companies were to pursue this kind of model, I think they'd find the same thing that we found. Number one, it's good for the environment. But also, when you look at Trex, Trex has been growing its EBITDA by over 25% over the last 6 years. And recycling is a major contribution to that.
And so there you have it. All of you who own companies, make sure you focus on recycling, because that's going to add to the bottom line as well. Talk about the future of Trex.
Well, we're pretty excited. A lot of people ask us, where can the company go? We've had a great run over the last 7 or 8 years in particular. Sales have been growing at about 13% average compound growth.
And as mentioned, that's terrific.
In this environment, in our product line, the average is about 7%, so we're outperforming the competition, and that's important. But going forward, what we want to do is we want to expand our presence. We want to take share from wood. Pressure-treated lumber has its place, but it's a great dissatisfier for consumers, and we want to see Trex decks replace that wood deck.
And there you have it. And if anyone wants to go to Trex, it is
Trex.com.
Jim, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Robert.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.